Do?
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Perfect. Awesome. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
Oh, that's a tough one. Because I can show whatever, and then they could call, and I can field calls and call people back, and then...
Yep, absolutely.
Let's just go 7 days a week, and let's go like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
You got it. Monday through Sunday, 8 to 6. And then, again, also included, there's no additional charge. Would you like a payment integration added to your website? So the ability to send people to your website to make payment. Like if you use Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, I think Venmo's another one. I think there are about 8 of them that we support.
Yeah, I use Zelle and Cash App both.
Perfect. Note that. Let's see if I can spell. Perfect. All right, and then we're going to set up a security question and answer, or challenge question and answer. And so a couple of things that I want you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you get calls from people with increased visibility, you probably will, at telling you you need to, and one of my clients left me a message this morning thanking me for the security challenge question and answer. Someone called him and said, you need to pay us $200 for your website to do blah, blah, and blah. I don't know what all that was. And I don't know who that was calling him. But it was somebody that was out to scam him. They're out there. So we're trying to keep you safe from those people. But if somebody calls and says, I need $200 for your website to do this, obviously, it's a free country. You can accept or decline as you see fit. But your decision either way is not going to affect what we're doing. So whether you pay somebody else to do something won't affect what we're doing. But just be aware. Don't be taken by the people asking for money because it's not us.
Okay.
So we set up the challenge question and answer for that reason. You can, anybody that calls you, you can say, I'm working with Local Splash. What's my mother's maiden name? And if they can't give it to you, then it's probably a scam. If it's us actually calling, then we're not going to be offended that you asked the security question. So Unfortunately, for right now, we only have three options. We've got mother's maiden, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
I feel like mother's maiden would be something that people could figure out if they wanted to. So let's go with not that one. Let's go with pets. Let's go with my first pet's name.
That's a good, safe one. And what is your first pet's name? Or the pet you want to use anyway.
This one's pretty unique. So let's do this. Chevy. Chevy. What's the make?
Oh, cool. Dog or cat?
It was a dog.
Nice. That's a good dog name for sure. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, definitely. Anything that you're in question about, throw out the challenge question. If they can't answer it, it's not us, and you don't owe them any money. And we won't be calling asking for money anyway. Okay, and then on the card, does your company name appear or just first and last for now?
Middle initial and last. Yeah.
Okay. And then Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. For security's sake, I don't read it back to you, but if you give it to me in 4-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up. Ready whenever you are.
Okay. 4100-3902.
Was that 3903?
02.
Okay. Glad I checked. Okay.
1138.
Got it.
0478.
Okay. And then expiration date, please.
202/24.
And the 3-digit security code.
342.
Okay, got it. I'll update that and then make sure we've got your discounts in here. Perfect. And I'm doing one more skim through here, just make sure we've got everything correct. That looks good. Okay. And, of course, your address is a home address.
It is. It's not a business address.
Sure. So what we'll do, I'm going to put a note on here for your tech. We won't publish the actual street address. That way people can't just go look online and find out where you live. Your PIN in the map will still be in that neighborhood, but not so close that somebody could drive right to your house and find you.
Okay, that's perfect.
And then, yeah, I don't like giving that away. And then I've got two more emails on the way to you. There's one that we need to handle, and that one is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing on that one because I have to read it to you anyway. So let me know when that one makes it.
Updating local splash support.
Nope, it's the other one. Local splash initial invoice. Did it make it?
Oh, there it is. Okay, yep. Just came through.
Awesome. So if you open it up, I think it's about 4 sentences in as a click here, and it'll take you to a web page. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox, and it asks you to type your name. And it'll want it caps in the right places, including middle initial. I just found something I need to correct. I don't know why I overwrote that. Here we go.
I'm just reading it real quick.
No problem. Let me know if you have any questions.
Certify. Click here and type name.
And then once you hit submit, if we did everything right, we should get a login screen.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. Let me make sure it did its thing on this end. Okay, good. So that login screen is actually where you'll get into your reporting dashboard, and we'll get those credentials for you on your onboarding call tomorrow. All right, so last thing we have is the voice verification. So it's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google for now.
Chris's Screen Club.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Wharton, business owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
In other words, can you hire us? and are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
So if you add on any other online marketing like Insta or TikTok or whatever comes out tomorrow, I don't know what the next one might be, just to let us know. That way we can include it in your programming.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
I agree.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, November 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 flat rate for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 21st of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And congratulations, Chris. You're all set. But I think this is a great move for you. I can't wait to see you up on the first page.
Awesome. So they'll get, I'll send in like pictures and emails and all, or pictures of jobs I've done and everything like that to put on there.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely want those. If you have befores and afters, we'll use them. And two, keep in mind any time. So your package includes, because it was tossed in there today, free website maintenance. So we'll host it. So you don't have to pay anything extra for hosting. And then we do the maintenance on it too. So as you get new photos or add services, all you have to do is let us know. We'll get them up there too. Okay.
So you guys set up and maintain it fully. That is awesome.
Correct. Correct. Yep. You don't have to mess with it.
What happens if I cancel, let's say, a year from now? Then do I lose the website?
It's $99 to buy it if you cancel. Super cheap.
And it's my job to maintain it from there. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And two, we build on a WordPress platform, so you'll have full access. I mean, you'll be the administrator on your own website. And if you want, you can go in anytime and make changes too, but if you don't have time or don't want to mess with it, just let us know.
Okay. I did have one more question. Does anything track billing or anything, or if that's on my own separate, correct?
Actually, once you're able to log into your dashboard tomorrow, you can go in anytime if you want to change credit cards or credit card numbers. It'll show your billing, everything right there when you log in.
Okay, and then what about me billing other people? Is there an invoice page or anything like that that's to my availability?
That would only be if there's something through like your Zelle or Cash App.
Okay, so that's on my own. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Perfect. All right, any last questions before I let you back to your day, Chris?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Well, you have a good day and a happy, well, I shouldn't say happy Thanksgiving yet. I'll tell you that tomorrow when I call you for your onboarding call. Have a good rest of your day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.